So thank you all for being here. As Chriselle mentioned, my talk is on the Elder Economic Security Standard Index. That's quite a mouthful, so I'll just refer to it as the Elder Index. I have no relationships to disclose. The Elder Index began as a national effort to provide a more accurate picture of economic need among low to middle income older adults. It was developed to capture the basic cost of living for older adults and to accurately identify economically insecure older adults. The Elder Index shows that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, but they are not considered poor because they have incomes above the federal poverty guidelines. By identifying the hidden poor, the Elder Index can be and is used to better inform program planning and policies which help all economically insecure older adults meet their basic needs. Currently, programs and policies rely on the official definition of poverty set forth by the Federal Poverty Guidelines, also known as the FPL. However, the adequacy of the FPL has been in question since the early 1990s, and its deficits are outlined in a report by the National Academy of Science. In brief, the NAS reported that the FPL was outdated. The FPL was developed in the early 1960s and was based on the standard of living in the 1950s, and only a few minor changes have been implemented ever since. The NAS also critiqued the narrow focus on food costs and does not account for current spending patterns. At the time the FPL was developed, the cost of a minimum diet multiplied by 3 was used to determine the poverty guidelines for the entire nation. This method of measuring poverty fails to account for geographical variations in housing, transportation, and most importantly, medical costs, which can be particularly debilitating for the elderly. So as we see here, the different consumption patterns among older adults versus younger adults, we see in the red here that healthcare expenses are particularly high for older adults, and that makes up a huge portion of their expenses, as does housing, so for shelter and utilities. Housing type is also associated with the housing cost. So for older adults below 200% of the FPL, what we see here across the top row is that for minority populations, such as Latinos and African Americans, they disproportionately are renters. And if you look at the bottom row, you'll see that non-Latino whites often have a higher proportion of homeowners without a mortgage. So for minority older adults who are renters, we see rental costs that vary geographically, not just across the nation, where you see New York and Los Angeles have comparable rental rates for one bedroom, but we also see variation within the state. If you look at Butte City, California, with lower rental cost, which is a more rural county in the Central Valley. So the Elder Economic Security Standard Index takes these costs into consideration and benchmarks the basic cost of living for older adults, both for single older adults and couples. This includes costs for health care for an older adult who's in good health. We also do calculations for those who are in excellent health and those who are in poor health. This includes costs for health care for an older, three different housing types are also included, so we look at it by renters, owners with a mortgage, and owners without a mortgage. Then we look at food at home, so just a really basic food plan, local transportation, and then we calculate miscellaneous costs to cover things such as phone, clothing, and home repairs. These costs are for the basic needs of elder households. They are based on market costs and assume no subsidies. These are calculated using publicly available data. So just to give you an example of what the components in the Elder Standard look like, you have the components on your left-hand side, and I do a county comparison here among owners without a mortgage. For LA City, it's not a county, but LA City is big enough. It can be considered a county on its own. And also Humboldt County, which is more of a rural area. If you look down at the bottom, you see the total annual cost in Humboldt County is about $1,000 more than it is in LA City. Why is that? Well, the big driving cost in rural areas is actually healthcare costs. If you look across the row of healthcare, you see that those in rural areas are paying about three times because they don't have access to a lot of the HMOs that urban areas do. And to look at renters for a one-bedroom, I do the same county comparisons, and we see that L.A., if you look down at the bottom row, L.A. City has a higher annual cost than Humboldt County, and that is due to the higher rental cost in the upper row. You look across the upper row, they have higher rental cost. So we see that housing cost and healthcare costs are the big drivers in the Elder Index. The Elder Index has been calculated since 2007, so just looking at some trend data, we see that owners with a mortgage have seen an increase of about 3,000 since 2007. Renters have seen about a $2,000 increase since 2007, and then owners without a mortgage is about a $1,000 difference. But if you compare that to the FPL, which has not changed much across the years. So looked at a different way, this is the Elder Index for 2011, focusing on the purple bar. This is the Elder Index for a single older adult who rents. Their annual cost is about $23,000. If you compare that to the FPL, the FPL falls short about two times that. So the Elder Index is about 200% of the FPL. Looking at some common incomes among low-income older adults, SSI, you see that the amount of income that somebody who's receiving SSI falls short of what they need to meet their basic needs by, again, 200%, a little over 200%. And the purple bar, the blue bar there, we're looking at median Social Security, and nationwide, 3 out of 10 older adults rely on Social Security for 90% of their income. So you see that also the median Social Security, half of older adults in California aren't getting it, don't have enough income to meet their basic needs. And this is particularly important for older adults of color. In California in 2010, we had 4.3 million older adults, and of those, 1.3 million had less than 200% of the FPL. So those are the folks that are struggling to make ends meet. And we see that this is particularly predominant among Latinos, African Americans, Asian, and American Indians. So that was a brief overview over the basic Elder Index and what we do to calculate it. If you want more information on the methodology, I did provide it on the handouts. For 2011, what we're going to do is we're looking at other family types because we know that older adults don't just either reside by themselves or reside with a spouse, but we also know that there's multiple family types that exist. And one family type that we're particularly concentrated on are those who are raising their grandchildren. And we think this is a particularly vulnerable population because the income, the economic insecurity not only affects the older adult, but it also affects another, you know, population of children. So in California, this affects about 20,000 older adults. Most of them are raising one grandchild, but you see like another third are raising two or more grandchildren. And of these grandchildren, there's about 13,000 grandchildren that are impacted, and a huge majority of those are school-aged children. So we wanted to calculate the cost of what it would cost to raise a child in California, and we provide additional housing costs for older adults who are renting so that they can afford a two-bedroom rental. We include food for the child, transportation for the child, and then another calculation of 20% for miscellaneous clothing and school supplies. And so what we see on the statewide average is it's about $8,000 more a year to raise a child, and that's, you know, $8,000 more than an older adult would need on average. We see low cost, you know, like in Tulare County, which is about $6,000, and high cost county in Santa Cruz, you could see upwards of $10,000 more a year that they would need. So what does this look like overall? So we take the base cost of the Elder Index, and going back to my previous sample of Los Angeles City and Humboldt County, looking at owners without a mortgage and renters, we see that additional cost for one grandchild is about $5,000 for owner without a mortgage, and then upwards of $8,000 to $9,000 in those two counties. So you see the total cost that they would need is anywhere from 200% to 300% of the FPL. And then we see the additional cost for raising two grandchildren, and you see that go up almost double as well. And so now we're looking at 300% to almost 400% of the FPL. Like I mentioned before, this is a national effort. This is an initiative by the Wider Opportunities for Women. Currently, the Elder Index is calculated in 17 states, which is good. They are hoping to expand that to all 50 states. California is the first to have the Elder Index actually passed into law with AB 138, which requires the AAAs to use the Elder Index in their area program planning, which was a three-year effort. Thanks to our collaborators at the, what are they called? I'm sorry, I'm blanking. The Insight Center. And they've led the political advocacy on this and finally got it passed last year. So huge congratulations to them. So is there a better way to measure economic need and help older adults? Yes, we believe there is. Compared to the FPL, the Elder Index is based on a current standard of living. It is based on need, not spending patterns, and it includes multiple costs for basic cost of living. We're not looking at anything extravagant. And it also provides a county-level estimate so that programs can really tailor their services and their programs to meet the needs of the older adults in their areas. Thank you.